This is the Carl DeMasi Sports Report.
Excited to be back here again to talk about local sports. And that's what the show's about, local sports.
Sponsored by Optum Orthopedics.
You want to hear about your favorite local athlete, your favorite local team, your favorite local high school, middle school, Pop Warner football team, YMCA basketball team, City League. That's what it's all about. Let's talk about it. Let's let people know about it.
On ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
Good morning, Savannah and the Low Country, and welcome to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, presented to you by Optum Orthopedics. Remember, Optum Orthopedics is doctor-led and patient-focused, and they get you back into the game. And they're located at 210 Eastern Rand Avenue right here in Savannah, Georgia. And once again, it's all here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, 104.3 FM, WSEG. And if you want to listen to us anywhere, any place, just download the ESPN Radio app. At ESPN Radio app, go to Savannah Hilton Head, download the TuneIn Radio app, TuneIn Radio, T-U-N-E-I-N Radio, and go to WSEG Savannah. And, of course, just go online to ESPNCoastal.com. Good morning. It's a beautiful day outside. A little chilly this morning when I ran out of the house, reminding me of a little spring weather. We're looking at 54 degrees here today in Savannah, Georgia. And I'm telling you right now, it's beautiful. It's a beautiful day to go out and play some golf, play some tennis. There's so much going on. We have the 39th annual Scottish Games going on right now at Bethesda. Get over there. Scottish Games, I'm telling you, you got to see these guys. They're athletic. So get over there. Watch some Scottish Games, the 39th annual Scottish Games. And it's the fourth oldest Scottish Games in the United States, right here in Savannah, Georgia. Okay, it's going to be a high of 78. It's 54 right now. I'm excited to be here. We got a lot going on. And the lineup. Always got a great lineup. We play two games here. First game is from 9 to 10. Second game from 10 to 11. And you know what? Stop by the Savannah Mall. We're in a new ESPN Radio Savannah AM 1400, 104.3 FM studio right here in Savannah Mall. You come by, walk by the glass. It's not the big mannequin, okay? It's the live guy talking local sports. Stop in. Jump on the line. We'll talk to you. Got a full show, though. Got to squeeze you in there. We'll start out in the second quarter about 9:17 with the man himself. This man loves what he does, okay? However you want to put it, he does what he's got to do. And that's Randall Jenkins, the PR marketing director for Oglethorpe Speedway. Friday night, always fun at Oglethorpe Speedway. Then about 9:33... we're going to talk to the man that gives back to the community, and he's the Southeast Regional Director. He's in Birmingham, Alabama. He's going to come on live on the ESPN Boost Mobile hotline. Get Boost Mobile, be heard. And that's the Ambucks coordinator of the All-Star Bowling event that's going to take place in June. And then we have another big one in later on. He'll talk about that. We don't know who's in that one, but I'm excited about it. They raise a lot of money. They give handicapped kids bicycles and things to, you know, that will get them involved and moving. So Kevin Sheehan's better to tell you about this than I am. So we'll talk to Kevin Sheehan about the Ambucks All-Star Bowling event in June. He's got some big-time All-Stars. And, of course, we're going to close out the first hour. We're going to go back to a little racing. And, you know, of course, Oglethorpe Speedway is a dirt track. But the host of the High School First Look show here on ESPN during football season, a big NASCAR expert. And we're going to talk a little about racing and NASCAR that goes on here in the South. I can't believe how many people follow NASCAR down here. I never thought about it. You know, and it's big time. And that's PJ Zucco, who's also my producer of the Carl DeMasi Sports Report every Saturday morning on ESPN Radio. In the second game, we'll start off talking to John Henderson. John Henderson from Coach's Corner. I don't know how many of you guys really, guys, girls, whoever may be listening out there, I do thank you. But today is a really, really big day. We got a lot going on here in Savannah, Georgia, but there's a lot going on in the sports world. And it's coined May 2nd, the Sports Armageddon. There's so much going on today in sports. Kentucky Derby, the big fight, Pacquiao against Merriweather. We got baseball. We got hockey. We got playoff hockey. We got the NBA playoffs. We got the NFL draft. It's all today. And no better person than the man who runs Coach's Corner, who is Coach's Corner. John Henderson is going to talk about what's going on today in the world of sports. I'm telling you, it's an Armageddon. It really is a sports day Armageddon right here, all over the place, not just right here in Savannah, Georgia. Then we'll go to our Weather King Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. One of the aces. There's not just one ace on his pitching staff. There's three of them. This young man is very, very smart. He's going to Duke University to play baseball, and he's from the Benedictine Military School baseball program, Al Pesto. So he'll be our Athlete of the Week, the Weatherington Chiropractic Athlete of the Week. Then we're going to fill it out, the man that knows a lot about sports here in Savannah, Georgia, and he wants to talk about golf, and that's the columnist, Stephen Weeks. That's roughly about 10:33. So big lineup, a lot to do, a lot of scores. Let's start off with the national sports. Atlanta Hawks win 111-87. They just blow out the Nets. I mean, a great game. That's the Atlanta Hawks that we know. Millsap had 25 points, 9 rebounds, 6 assists. They finally finish off the Brooklyn Nets. I was born in Brooklyn. Brooklyn's a little dear to my heart. In 6 games, they advance to the Eastern Conference semifinals Friday night when they take on the Wizards, the number 5 seed who swept. That's the Washington Wizards. I'm going to go back in the day. I remember it was the Washington Bullets. Okay, so back in the day, the Washington Bullets, who now are the Washington Wizards, they had a number 5 seed. They swept Toronto in the first round, so they're well rested. We'll see what our Hawks can do against them. Hey, the Atlanta Braves, get off the snide. They win last night 4-3. Mike Foltynewicz, a rookie, okay, won his first career start. He drove in 2 runs with his first career hit. Nice going, rookie. Get the Braves off the snide. Kelly Johnson hit a 2-run homer in the 5th to give the Braves the lead. This is Atlanta's first win in 3 games. It's the first time in 11 games that they've won. So up next tonight at Turner Field, Braves against the Reds. Okay, Savannah Sandnats lose a heartbreaker to the Lakewood Blue Claws, 2-1. No hitting, 3 hits all night. They'll play tonight at 6:05. Gates open at 5 o'clock. It's Fireworks Saturday night at Grayson Stadium. Don't forget, we have other major league or minor league sports, if you want to call it semi-pro sports. The Savannah Storm, they're 1-2. They're 3rd in the Southern Division of the Eastern Conference Basketball League. They're home tomorrow against the Columbia Crusaders, 3 o'clock, Windsor Forest, $5 to get in. Kids under 5 are free. Doors open up at 2:30. Okay, remember, it's semi-pro basketball. A lot of the stars that played here in Savannah are playing on the Savannah Storm. Okay, today they're on the road against Gastonia Crowns right outside Charlotte. That's at 3 o'clock. So tomorrow, the Storm come home. We also have the Savannah Steam playing arena indoor football. They're 4-1. They're tied for second place. Next 2 weeks, they're on the road. Tomorrow, they're playing ASI Panthers away. I don't know where ASI Panthers play, but they're playing the ASI Panthers. And then they go to Maryland and the following week, May 9th, and take on the Maryland Eagles, Saturday, May 9th. So they're 4-1, Savannah Steam Indoor Football, Savannah Storm play home tomorrow. Colleges, Armstrong, the baseball team won last night against Belmont Abbey. They'll take Belmont Abbey on a doubleheader today at 12-3. Get over there to Armstrong State Baseball Field. The women's golf is at the 2015 NCAA Division II South Regional. Women's tennis is taking on Pfeiffer at 2 o'clock at Armstrong State. So get over there. We got stuff going on the campus of Armstrong State. Savannah State, the softball team is first place. The ladies softball team, well, softball team, fast pitch. Okay, the Lady Tigers are in first place in the Eastern Division of the MEAC. They take on South Carolina State in a doubleheader today starting at 1:30. The baseball team takes on Bethune-Cookman for a doubleheader starting at 4 o'clock. And then Sunday, both teams will play. The softball team will play at 12 to finish off the 3-game set. And then the men will take the field at 1 o'clock to finish off their 3-game set with Bethune-Cookman. SCAD, send out a big shout-out to the SCAD. The top-seeded SCAD women's lacrosse team scored the first 7 goals in the second half to defeat Davenport 13-6 to win the National Women's Lacrosse League Championship. Unbelievable. They finished 15-2. Jenny Danko, who was the goalie, was named the National Women's Lacrosse League National Championship Most Outstanding Player, and she made 32 saves in the Bees' 3 wins. Charlotte Cutts and Kayla Nelson were also named to the All-Tournament team. Cutts finished with 9 goals and 9 assists in the tournament, while Nelson tallied 15 points and caused 5 turnovers. High school sports, let's go quick. These teams will continue on playing in the playoff. Girls soccer, Savannah Country Day beats Mount DeSales yesterday 3-2. Boys soccer, Islands beats Peach County 6-1. Savannah Arts Academy beats Spencer 6-0. First Presbyterian beats Savannah Country Day Boys 1-0. So the Savannah Country Day Boys are done. In baseball, Benedictine beats Brooks County 10-0, 11-0. Whitfield Academy beats Calvary 4-0, 11-5. Savannah Christian splits with Mount Perrin, okay, 10-0, the first game. Then they lose the second game, 2-0. Third game today at 1 o'clock at the Red Raider Field over there on Chatham Parkway across from Granger Honda. Jenkins splits with Jackson. They lose the first game, 10-0, and they come back and win the second game, 9-2. So they'll be playing a third game today. Jenkins High School, the only public school team in the state baseball playoffs. In golf, Brian Harmon's off. Gene Sowers is up at the Insperity Invitational in Texas. Mark Silvers is at the United Leasing Championship on the Web.com Tour in, I'm trying to think, Newburgh, Indiana. And Chris Eberson, okay, in the E-Tour, is playing at Forest Oak Country Club. Okay, running events, we have the Azalea Run going on. So make sure when you're downtown, you know where you're at. And I got to give a big shout-out to this next one. Next week, get out there and sign, okay? On May 5th, you're invited to join the GRU training group at 6 o'clock at Fleet Feet Sports for the Amputee Blade Runners, okay? It's 5 for 15. It's a national run campaign benefiting amputee blade runners. The campaign is based to get people run groups, classes, and teams involved in raising awareness for amputee athletes. Through the 5 for 15 program, participants will join the ABR team in raising money for the next amputee athletes. You can choose to run by yourself with a group, a team, a coworker, or just a few friends. Okay, here's what it is. You can run 5. You can run 5 minutes. You can run a 5K, you can run 5 miles, something that contains a 5 in it. And give 5, donate $5 online, okay? And once again, go to fleetfeetsavannah.com to find out where you can make your donation. Well, that's the scoreboard. We got a lot going on. Got to get to our guest. Remember, this cannot happen without 25 of the finest and best-trained orthopedic surgeons in the region. They have a full-service outpatient surgery center, digital MRI, x-ray services, physical therapy, all in one convenient location. Optimal Orthopedics is your best choice for comprehensive orthopedic care. And remember, they support our local athletes and our local sports. They get you back into your game. The center is located at 210 Eastern Avenue, right here in beautiful Savannah, Georgia. Or you can visit them on the World Wide Web at www.optimhealth.com. Next up, a little dirty racing. That's dirt track racing from Oglethorpe Speedway with the man himself, the marketing director, Randall Jenkins. You're listening to the Call of the Nazi Sports Report, brought to you by Optimal Orthopedics, right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1490, 104.3 FM, WSEG.
This is Braves Country, and we're bringing you every moment of the 2015 season right here.
High and deep to left field, and it is out of here. And it is 4-0 Braves.
Tonight, don't miss Nick Markakis and the Braves as they take on the Cincinnati Reds at Turner Field in downtown Atlanta. Braves Radio hits the air at 5:55 Eastern, 4:55 Central on the Atlanta Braves Radio Network.
For over half a century, when it comes to uniforms, sporting goods, and trophies, Thompson's is Savannah's choice. From cleats to caps, Thompson's has you covered with the biggest name brands, Nike, Under Armour, Easton, and dozens more. At locally owned Thompson's Sporting Goods and Trophies, everyone's a winner. With the best prices on the best gear from the best names. Right now, buy a pair of cleats and get a t-shirt free. Look for Thompson's right behind Sears in the Oglethorpe Mall in the old Russell's location. Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, and Saturday, 10 to 4, Thompson's Sporting Goods and Trophies.
Yeah, there's other sports bars in Savannah, but only Spans has soul. Because Spans is more than a sports bar. With the best Southern soul food in the Lowcountry. Dine in or take out. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, and late night. Check out the Lowcountry Boil every Wednesday and happy hour 5 to 8. And Spans turns up when the sun goes down. With dancing all night long. Spans is a sports bar, a restaurant, and a club. At 530 NLK Boulevard, 7 days a week. And oh yeah, Spans caters too. So remember, Spans is more than a sports bar. Because Spans has soul.
And now, back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, sponsored by Optum Orthopedics on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
And welcome back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, 104.3 FM. And it's all presented to you by Optum Orthopedics. Remember, they're doctor-led and patient-focused. It's a beautiful day outside. It's 54, a little chilly, and, you know, there's a lot going on. Get outside, play some golf, play some tennis, whatever you got to be doing. But, you know, I got to send out a big shout-out to these two organizations before I get to my next guest. And don't forget, on Monday, we have the Greater Savannah Athletic Hall of Fame Banquet over at the Civic Center. $25 to get in. Call Earl Etheridge at Paulson Softball Complex. I'll give you that information throughout the show. I'm pretty sure it's go to GSAHOF.org to find out about tickets. It's $25. There's a bunch of people going in on Monday night. It's exciting. Tommy Cannon, Bobby Cannon, Jim Walsh Jr., Terry Bryant, Lucius Levitt, O.C. Welch, just some names that will be there Monday night getting inducted, the class of 2015. And a big shout-out to, I think, one of the best three-sport athletes ever to walk the fields, play on the basketball courts here in Savannah, Georgia, and that's the 62nd Ashley Deering Award winner, back-to-back, Brad Stewart from Benedictine Military School. Good job, Brad Stewart. Well, I was talking about the weather was beautiful. The weather is beautiful now. It was beautiful last night, and I'm telling you right now, this is the place to be on Friday nights for excitement and family fun. And I'm talking about, you know, a place that's been around in Savannah, Georgia for a long time. I think they're entering, let me get my notes here, they're entering their 64th season, and it's one of the most watched sports or participated sporting events that I know about. And right here we got in our own backyard, and that's the Oglethorpe Speedway Park. Celebrates its 64th second season. The half-mile speedway has entertained race fans since March of 1951, when championship motorcycle racing debuted in Savannah, Georgia. The first stock car race took place in the historic half-mile in May of 1951, and Johnny Parsons. Now, back in the day, I know who Johnny Parsons was the first winner. And if you don't know about it, Johnny Parsons won an Indy 500. But this man knows a lot more about it than I do. He's joining me now on the ESPN Radio Savannah Boost Mobile Hotline. Get Boost Mobile and be heard. And I know this man always can be heard. And that's the Oglethorpe Speedway Sales, Promotion, PR, Marketing Director, you name it. He has so many hats he wears, Randall Jenkins. Good morning, Randall.
Good morning. Glad to be here, Carl. Beautiful day.
I mean, it's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful weekend. It's the Armageddon of sporting events, from what I hear. But I know you're waiting for the Indy 500 here in May. So, but we got so much going on. And once again, Oglethorpe Speedway is open up for its 64th season. And you've been going at it for the last 3-4 weeks. And I do apologize. I thought opening night was last night. But tell everybody what's going on and how much excitement they get there at Oglethorpe Speedway.
Well, we've got, once again this year, our 2015 season kicked off about 5 weeks ago. We've got some new sponsors coming on board this year. We've got a lot of newcomers, some youngsters coming in. Still got a lot of the older ones hanging around. We've got our Pool Upon and Diamond Company 440 division, which is our beginner division. We've got it going strong this year with about 18 to 20 cars in it each Friday night. Our Go Mini Savannah Mini Stocks, we've probably got about 10 or 12 of those each week. We've also got this year a new sponsor for our Pure Stock division, the Savannah Restaurant Burger King. Pure Stock division has grown exponentially. We've got about 20 cars running in it every Friday night. New sponsor for our Super Street division is the Advanced Integrated Controls out of Hilton Head, South Carolina. They come on board and sponsor the Super Streets. Good crowd of those last night, about 18 of them. And, of course, our Southern Eagle Budweiser late models we run every other week. Actually, this year we're going to try to run them a little bit more. Economy's picked up. The fans are coming out. They want to see some more great racing. And we got all kind of great stuff in store coming up in the next 5 or 6 weeks. A lot of great stuff going on. Gates open at 6, racing's at 8 o'clock every Friday night, except the 4th of July weekend. We let everybody take that weekend off and have a great time with the family. Any other time all the way through September, every Friday night. You can go to the movie theaters, go play putt-putt, whatever you want to on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, but you need to be in Pooler, Georgia, right off Highway 80 at Oglethorpe Speedway Park every Friday night for some great family fun.
And I'm talking to Randall Jenkins on the Savannah the ESPN Radio Savannah Boost Mobile Hotline right here in Savannah, Georgia, and he runs the Oglethorpe Speedway, all the promotions. And Randall, I mean, it just doesn't stop at the end of the season. You guys go year-round, don't you?
Yes, sir. We got every Friday night through September. Then we have a big showdown in October. Then in November, we start up with go-karts. We run a go-kart series all the way through the wintertime, back around all the way to March. And then we kick back off again with monster trucks, motorcycles, and stock car season all over again. We're usually there Monday through Friday, or I am usually there 9 to 4 through the week. If anybody wants to stop by and check out the track, a lot of times we'll have drivers come rent the track during the week to test and tune their cars, get ready for Friday night. We've always got some good stuff going on year-round.
Well, you know, it's an exciting time, Friday night, excitement at Oglethorpe Speedway. All right, I'm a everyday sports fan. I'm not really into the dirt racetrack competition. So you're talking about 440s. You're talking about, what is it, mini stocks. You're talking about super stocks. What's the difference of the, with the classifications and divisions of cars?
Our Pulapana Diamond Company 440 division is actually a beginner division. You can go out and get you a four-cylinder car, sort of like the Honda Prelude, a Ford Focus, or something like that at the auction. You take the glass out, the chrome off, put a cage and a seat in it. You can go racing real inexpensive. You can't do anything to those cars. They have to remain completely stocked all the way down to the tires. They're a 70 series tire, just like you would buy on an economy car off of the car lot at J.C. Lewis Ford or somewhere. It's a great way to get into racing. Our mini stock division is a little bit higher up. It's another four-cylinder division, but it's mostly Mustangs, and you can do a little bit of tweaking to it. Pure stock division is actually eight-cylinder cars, the big Monte Carlos, big heavy steel-bodied cars. The Super Streets, you can run aftermarket bodies on them. They a little bit stepped up from the pure stocks. And then the late models, of course, those are the big fancy wings, got the big front nose pieces on them like you see on ESPN TV or somewhere. Bloomquist and a bunch of those guys run them all the time on Mav TV. So each division, as you start out, gets a little bit bigger and a little bit better and a little bit faster.
Well, Randall, it's always a pleasure. I can tell by the excitement in your voice. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, 104.3 FM. And I'm talking to Randall Jenkins, the PR Marketing Director over at Oglethorpe Speedway, right here on the Boost Mobile Hotline. Okay, Randall, let's give a plug. How can they find that information so we can wrap this up and they can get out there and have some fun on Friday nights?
It's real easy to get a hold to us. You can go online to ospracing.net for all the scheduling and information. As we change it, we'll update it each week. Or you can find us on Facebook. Just go on Facebook and type in the Oglethorpe Speedway Park, and it'll pop right up. Or you can, as I said earlier, swing by the track or call us at 964-8200. There's lots and lots of ways you can find us and get all the information you need and come out and have a great time.
And it's been going strong for 64 years, right, sir?
Yes, sir. Started in 1951, and it seems to get bigger and bigger and better every year. The more we add, the more fans come out, and it's just getting better and better every year.
And I can vouch for it, Randall. It was a lot of fun last year when I came out. I'll be out there again. And once again, whenever you got anything you want to promote a racer, just let me know. We'd love to talk about Oglethorpe Speedway. It's our own, in our own backyard, right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, 104.3 FM. Randall, you still there?
Yes, sir. I'm sorry. We'd be glad to have any of you out. And when you came out last year, I know you had a good time. And it's kind of hard when you come out to run me down because I do the announcing also on Friday nights. But I'd be more than happy to talk to anybody that wants to come out and get set up.
Randall, always a pleasure. Keep up the great work and enjoy being out there. And I'll set it up. We'll be out there again.
All right. We'll be looking for you.
Thanks, Randall. Have a good day.
You too, sir.
And once again, that's Randall Jenkins, the PR Marketing Director for Oglethorpe Speedway. Does a great job. Excited about what he does. And remember, it's every Friday night. And just go to ospracing.net, ospracing.net, and you can see what's going on. Dirt track racing right here in Savannah, Georgia. Next up, we're going to talk a little AMBUX. And if you don't know what AMBUX stands for, it's the American Business Clubs. And they fulfill organizations' missions by performing community service, providing Amtrak therapeutic tricycles to children with disabilities. And there's no better person than Kevin Sheehan to tell us about it, because he is the Southern Region Director for AMBUX. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, 104.3 FM, WSEG. And remember, you can listen to us on ESPNCoastal.com.
And now, back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, sponsored by Optum Orthopedics on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
And welcome back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, 104.3 FM. And it's all presented to you by Optum Orthopedics. Remember, they get you back into your game. Wow, live radio, man. I'm sweating this one out because... Once again, it's live radio, but we got a great cause that goes on here every year in Savannah, Georgia. It's been going on for a long time in the United States, and I can't tell you about AMBUCS International. I mean, AMBUCS stands for American Business Clubs. The members fulfill the organization's mission by performing community service. They provide Amtrak therapeutic tricycles to children with disability. The National AMBUCS is a nonprofit servant organization consisting of a diverse group of men and women who are dedicated to creating mobility and independence for people with disabilities. Okay, and we got no greater guy to do this year, and he's at their national conference right now, but he's joining us from Birmingham, Alabama on the ESPN Radio Savannah Boost Mobile Hotline. Get Boost Mobile, be heard, and that's Kevin Sheehan. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Carl. Thank you for having us.
Hey, it's always a pleasure talking to you, whether it's about sports, whether it's about the AMBUCS, and I mean, you do a great job with it, and you won some big-time awards, but I know that's not you. You're out there to help these kids. You're out there to help these people with this, get them moving. So tell everybody what AMBUCS does and what it means to Savannah, Georgia.
Well, what AMBUCS does is our credo locally is inspiring mobility and independence for people with disabilities. And we have three major projects. We give scholarships to therapy students from Savannah that are attending a state university or the University of South Carolina, or students at Armstrong University that are in the PT, OT, and speech programs. We have a bowling program that is celebrating 50 years. We have 81 adults with different abilities that bowl every week from September to May. And then the third thing we do is we give away Amtrak, especially that to three-wheel bikes, to children and adults that can't ride regular bicycles.
And I'm telling you right now, when you see the pictures and when you see Kevin out there with these kids with their big smiles on their faces, I mean, it's really special. And like you said, other community service, awarding scholarships to therapists, just a great job overall. Once again, I'm Carl DeMasi. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, 104.3 FM. And joining us now on the Savannah, ESPN Radio Savannah hotline is good friend Kevin Sheehan, former BC cadet, loves his BC program. But I think this takes a little more to his heart because he sees how special it is for these kids, but they have to raise the money. And Kevin, you do a great job with your bowling events. Let's spit out the next one. You got a big one, June 13th.
June the 13th, we're doing a little precursor to our big Bowlpalooza fundraiser. We're getting celebrities versus our AMBUCS All-Star. We're going to take our five best AMBUCS bowlers, our weekly bowlers that are really good bowlers, and we've got a team of local celebrities that is going to bowl against them. We've gone out and gotten Big Frank from WJCL, Ken Slatch from WSAV, Ken Griner from WTOC, Dale Parker, the retiring coach from Savannah Country Day, and yesterday confirmed that the coach of the 2014 AA state champion Benedict Cadets, Danny Britt, is going to anchor this team. And Big Frank's talking big. He thinks that he can bring this team to a victory, and we've set up on our website a celebrities versus all-star event button. And if you click on that, you can donate to each celebrity, because whichever celebrity brings in the most money, we're going to give them a special prize. But you can also donate to the all-stars, so that if none of the celebrities outraise the All-Stars, they don't get anything, but it's a good time.
It's a good time. It's for a good cause. And that's a lineup. Big Frank from WJCL, Ken Griner from TOC, Ken Slats from SAV, Dale Parker, Savannah Country Day, retiring basketball coach, and the man himself, state champion football coach, Danny Britt. Danny Britt's a bowler?
I don't know that. I've been hammering him for 3 years, and we do our big event during football season, so he can't ever do it. And I think I guilted him into, because it's June the 13th, that he got permission from his wife. We're going to do it from 10 to 12 in the morning. So I think he finally said, I'll do it, and that way he'll leave me alone.
Once again, I'm Carl DeMasi. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, 104.3 FM. And I'm talking to Kevin Sheehan, the South Region Director for the AMBUCS. Remember, they do a great job. They raise money to support kids and people with disabilities with bicycles. They give out scholarships. But the biggest one you like to talk about is your Bowlpalooza, which kicks off on July 16th. I know you're putting teams together. You don't know who they are yet. Well, you know who they are yet, but you don't want to announce it yet. So tell us all about that big one.
Bowlpalooza, our kickoff will be July the 16th. at the Knights of Columbus downtown on Liberty Street. We will introduce our celebrity slash business owners, and right now we're still recruiting, so if you're interested, let me know. And we're asking our celebrities to go out and try to raise $3,000 apiece, and most of them are real successful at that, and we've got several big names in it that I don't want to sneak anything out there. I'll say we have a local bank president. We have all three TV stations. So we've got several in, but we have a few slots left. And on October the 17th, the Saturday morning from 9 to 12, we'll have six-person teams, and these celebrities will have four slots. And then we'll take two of our Ambuck bowlers, put them on teams. They'll come out and have a big fun day. We'll have lunch afterwards. Everybody will have a great time. The kickoff will be a silent and live auction. We're looking for live auction. We're looking for some packages, game tickets, event tickets, concert tickets, hotel stays, a little bit of everything. So we look to raise some money that night, and all this money stays locally in the Savannah area to benefit the people with different abilities.
Well, Kevin, it's a great cause. I'm Carl DeMasi, and I'm talking to Kevin Sheehan, the Southern Region Director of AMBUCS, and they do a lot of great things for our disability kids and people in the area, and they get them moving. And once again, if they want to get more information, Kevin, where do they go, and how do they make a donation?
They go to SavannahAMBUCS.com, or they can go to SavannahAMBUCS, AMBUCS, on Facebook, and check us out. There's a donation button on the AMBUCS page. If you fill out the contact form on the AMBUCS page, it comes directly to me. You can also call me at 912-658-3739, and I'll be glad to get with you and give you more information.
I'll help him out, too. You also can email him at kev62@comcast.net. Right, Kev?
Yes, sir.
Once again, I appreciate it. I got to give you got to give me a quick prediction here. We won the state championship, Benedictine. How are we looking in defending our state baseball title, there, big guy?
You trying to put me on the spot, and Coach Farmer will call me and shoot me. I think we've got a really good chance. We're playing some better baseball. We came out and won quickly in two games yesterday, so we're going to have a challenge this coming week in the final 16, but I think we have a good shot. We have to play as a group, and we have some of the best pitching around, and hopefully that will continue to be there and help us win a few more rounds.
Well, Kevin, I got one of the stars coming on in the second hour. We'll have Al Pesto, who signed a scholarship to go play baseball at Duke University, so I'm excited about it. Thanks for coming on. Once again, great course, great job every year you're doing this, and anytime you got anything, just let me know. We want to shout it out to Savannah.
Thank you, Charles. I appreciate your support. Y'all have a great day.
Thank you, Kevin. Have a good one.
You too, buddy.
And that's Kevin Sheehan, the Southern Region Director for the AMBUCS. Remember, AMBUCS stands for the American Business Clubs. They perform community service, providing Amtrak therapeutic tricycles to children with disabilities. They also provide a scholarship to a therapist in college. So they do a lot of things. So they do a lot of great things for kids with disabilities. So remember, go to SavannahAMBUCS, AMBUCS.com, and get on there, donate. They got a bowling, a big all-star event June 13th. Frank Silkowski, Ken Griner, Ken Slats, Dale Parker, and Danny Britton make up the All-Star team. They'll take on the top AMBUCS bowlers. They've been doing this for 50 years. Steve Hall, not these people, but AMBUCS. Steve Hall, Andrew Frazier, Billy Behrens, Jasmina Middleton, and Danette Horton. Once again, SavannahAMBUCS.com. Next up, we'll talk a little NASCAR and a little dirt track racing with the guy that knows a lot about it, the host of High School First Look here on ESPN and the producer of the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, PJ Zucco. And remember, you're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio, AM 1400, 104.3 FM, and it's brought to you by Optum Orthopedics.
At Calvary Day School, we want our students to be fully equipped on the cutting edge of academics, making a difference in our world. Your child will grow academically, physically, socially, and spiritually. At Calvary, it's so good to be able to say we are one school with one mission and one vision. Faith, academics, excellence, building champions through Christ. Calvary Day School. We would consider it a privilege to meet with your family personally. Call Kim Rice, Director of Admissions, at 351-2299.
Hey, it's your running shoes talking to you. Remember us? Yeah, all those long evening runs, the early morning sprints. Remember that 10K we did together? What happened? At Optum Orthopedics, we know you're not yourself when even just one part of you is hurt. That's why our award-winning doctors cover every bone in the body, and we work together as a team to get you feeling like you again. It's an approach we call combined strength. Optum Orthopedics. We get you back to you. Visit OptumHealth.com.
Good times, good friends, and good food. Come join the family at Basil's Pizza and Deli on Wilmington Island, Johnny Mercer Boulevard next to Ace. Thanks to you, Basil's Pizza and Deli has meant family-friendly food and fun 7 days a week for more than 15 years. Check out the new bar at Basil's with over 16 craft brews on tap, big games on big TVs, and live music inside or outside on the deck Thursday through Sunday, and the best pizza in town. So bring your family to meet our family. Good times, good friends, good food. Basil's Pizza and Deli.
And now, back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, sponsored by Optum Orthopedics on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
And I'm Carl DeMasi, and welcome back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400 and 104.3 FM, WSEG. And remember, it's brought to you by Optum Orthopedics. Well, it's Saturday morning. It's beautiful outside, and we're talking local sports. We're talking national sports. I got to thank my two guests before my last guest. Of course, I got to thank Randall Jenkins, the runner of Oglethorpe Speedway. The marketing director of Oglethorpe Speedway, does a great job every Friday night. Get out there and have some excitement. Then, of course, Kevin Sheehan, the Southeastern Regional Director for AmBucks. AmBucks does a great job. They donate trikes to disabled children. They also provide scholarships for students that want to get into to be a therapist to help these children. It's just a great cause. Kevin Sheehan, BC alum, and, you know, you can hear him at the baseball games. You can hear him all over the place. Just a great job. But, you know, when I was when I was looking up information on dirt racetrack racing, I hit NASCAR. And there's no better person than to help me out with this, because this man can tell you every number on every car, and he's also the host of our Thursday night show before every football Friday night, and that's the Thursday night first look, and he's the producer of my show on Saturdays, PJ Zucco, and he's joining us on the ESPN Radio Savannah Hotline. Good morning, PJ.
Hey, good morning, Carl. How's it going?
Hey, you know, I'm talking sports and local sports, and I'm talking to Oglethorpe Speedway, and we went out there. We met Randall Jenkins last year. He treated us like big-time celebrities. But, PJ, as I was doing research, because I'm telling you, it takes a lot of research to do this, there are over 85 million fans that follow NASCAR. I can't believe that. But first of all, we had the discussion last year. Dirt track racing is the fundamentals of racing, but it's pretty special. And these guys are athletes.
Yeah. And it's really the core of it's where everyone comes up from. You got to think anywhere you live in the past, whether you've moved around a lot or not, there's going to be a dirt track somewhere in your vicinity. And we're blessed to have many down here in Southeast Georgia. When I lived up in Pennsylvania, there was a couple up there as well that we used to go to. Anywhere you can think of, there's going to be dirt tracks, and that's the core of racing. That's where you learn. That's where these guys come up. You go out to your local dirt track, you hope to put on a good show for a little bit, and maybe a scout sees you, and you know, maybe one doesn't, and you're there racing at the dirt track for a while, and maybe you're doing it for the rest of your life. At the same time, it's a lot of fun, and it does put a toll on your body, no matter what kind of racing you're doing. And, you know, I don't care what anybody else says. There's science that backs this up. These car drivers are athletes. It takes a lot to get behind the wheel mentally and physically for so long and do the work that you need to do in there.
You know, and once again, I'm Carl DeMasi. You're listening to Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah. And we're on the ESPN Radio Hotline, and I'm talking to my producer, the man that knows a lot about NASCAR racing, and that is PJ Zucco. Once again, we talked about the dirt track racing we went out to see. But now, NASCAR, over 85 million fans. Unbelievable. What is the attraction? What is the draw to this sport? And it is a sport, and these guys are athletes, as PJ just said, and I agree with him. I mean, anytime you go 200 miles per hour and you got to control something that's 3,000 pounds, you got to be pretty strong and have great reflexes. So it's all yours, buddy. 85 million people.
To me, it's really, and you think a lot about, to me, it's a family sport. You know, you can sit down on a Sunday and tune into a race, whether it's the start of the race, the middle of the race, or the end of it. There's going to be excitement. There's going to be hard racing. There's going to be strategies going on and maneuvers, and you know, pit stops can get exciting even when guys get into each other, or when something goes wrong, or when everything goes right. I mean, it can be exciting as well. But to me, it's the ultimate family sport. If you can bring your family to the racetrack and have a good time, sit out there, and you know, the cars are obviously really, really loud, but it's a good bonding time out there at the racetrack. And if you want to sit down at home and watch a race with your family as well, it's one of those, you know, it's one of those sports, and people like to make fun of it a little bit. Oh, you're just going around in circles. But to me, there's some spots in the race where, yes, you do have a lot of green flag runs. You have a lot of green flag laps. Well, while that time is happening, why not pull out a board game, pull out a card game, grill some burgers outside with your family, and then tune back into the race when things start to get a little bit more exciting. That's why I think there's so many fans. I think it draws everyone in the family, and really it's the ultimate family time that you can have on your Sunday afternoon after church, probably.
No, I agree with you. And once again, I'm Carl DeMasi, and thank you for listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report here on ESPN Radio Savannah every Saturday morning from 9 to 11. And we're talking to PJ Zucco, the host of High School First Look during the football season on ESPN Radio Savannah, and also a NASCAR expert, as I like to call him. But, I mean, it's just unbelievable. I mean, just so many people following this stuff. And, you know, we also pick out our favorites. And just like we have our favorite athlete in basketball, football, you know, what baseball, we got our favorites in race car driving. And I know this man was a man that you love to hate. He was retiring on May 24th. He'll drive the pace car for the Indy 500, which is one of the biggest races I know about, and that's Jeff Gordon. So there is a lot of attraction and some connection to these races, right?
Oh yeah, definitely. And basically, when you cheer for a guy, it's a sport where your personality and the number on the side of your car are the two things that you're most recognized for. And that's what really pulls people in for every driver. I mean, with me, I know I'm supposed to be neutral here on the show, but I've always pulled for Dale Earnhardt Jr. And a lot of people say, oh, it's just because he's Dale Earnhardt's son. And that's a part of it. I mean, I'm not going to lie. But at the same time, he's 100% honest. If he's thinking something, he's going to tell you no matter what it is. And he's just someone, he's just a good old boy from the South that likes to race and likes to have fun in his race car, not only, you know, race for points, race for money. So that's the reason why I like him. Like I said, it's a sport where you really connected to the driver in the fact that you like either his personality, you're recognized by his number and his sponsor, and that's really why you like the driver.
Hey, I can agree with you 100%, PJ. That's PJ Zucco joining us on the Carl DeMasi Sports Report on ESPN Savannah hotline. And, I mean, I gravitate to number 24. Number 24 is my favorite number growing up. I wore it in baseball my whole career, and I had to go to 23 one year because a senior wanted 24. But I connected to Jeff Gordon, and, you know, everybody hates a winner, just like the New York Yankees, just like Tim Tebow, just like Jeff Gordon.
That's very true. He came in the sport as a young gun. He started winning. Pulled off four championships. I mean, won the Indy Brickyard 400, and he made a lot of rivals, but he has a lot of fans as well.
PJ, always a pleasure. Thank you for your input, and keep us up on top of this NASCAR stuff. Over 85 million people follow NASCAR. Unbelievable. Always a great job.
Appreciate it. Big race this weekend with Talladega. It's going to be really exciting.
You got it. Coming up next, we'll have the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week, one of the aces of the Benedictine Military Baseball Team's pitching staff, Al Pesto. We'll talk to the columnist, Stephen Elmo Weeks. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio, AM 1400, 104.3 FM. And it's all brought to you by Optum Orthopedics.
This has been the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, sponsored by Optum Orthopedics. on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3. This is the Carl DeMasi Sports Report.
Excited to be back here again to talk about local sports. And that's what the show's about, local sports.
Sponsored by Optum Orthopedics.
You want to hear about your favorite local athlete, your favorite local team, your favorite local high school, middle school, Pop Warner football team, YMCA basketball team, City League. That's what it's all about. Let's talk about it. Let's let people know about it.
On ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
And good morning and welcome to hour number two of the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, brought to you by Optum Orthopedics right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, 104.3 FM, WSEG. And don't forget, you can listen to us on ESPNCoastal.com. You can go to your phone and download the phone app for ESPN Radio and go to Savannah Hilton Head. And, of course, tune in radio and just go to WSEG Sports Talk Savannah. We got so much going on. Great lineup for the second hour. This is the second game. And we're going to get right into something that's going on. I mean, this is a crazy Saturday, and it's unbelievable. And there's no better person to tell me about it. And he'll start off with the second hour, and that's John Henderson of Coach's Corner. Then we'll get into the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week with Benedictine Picture Senior, one of the aces on that staff. Believe me, there's three aces on that staff. Wiley, Powers, and Pesto. And we'll talk to Al Pesto Senior, and then we'll get into a little local golf and a little Greatest Savannah Athletic Hall of Fame with the man himself, Stephen Elmo Weeks. But I'll tell you right now, I didn't realize this until I was talking to this man this week. And you know, this is the biggest Saturday, the biggest weekend of sports, and they're calling it the Sports Armageddon or Mageddon. I mean, there's just so much going on, so much on TV, social media. Growing up, I dealt with a black and white TV. We didn't have Twitter. We didn't have all Snapchat. We didn't have internet, so it's just unbelievable. Joining us now on the ESPN Radio Savannah Hotline is the man himself from Coach's Corner, John Henderson. And remember, when you go to Coach's Corner, remember, it's all sports all the time, and this guy knows his stuff. Good morning, John. How's it going?
Carl, good to talk to you, buddy. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, it's always a pleasure talking sports with you. Every time I go over there to Coach's Corner, because it is the best wings in town, I get to talk a little sports with you and what's going on. But you brought this to my attention, and I didn't even realize just so much going on this weekend. It's unbelievable. And like I'm saying, way back when I was growing up, and I'm a little older than you are, John, back in the day, all we had was a black and white TV.
Sportsmageddon is what they're building this day. And I mean, really, in the 24 years I've been in this business, I've never seen a day like today. And, it's exciting for sports fans, and it ranges in every sport. Baseball with the Braves, the Braves are on, but the Yankees and the Red Sox. You got the Game 7 of the NBA playoffs. You got NHL hockey in the second round. You've got the Kentucky Derby, and then of course the biggest fight in history, Manny Pacquiao and Mayweather. So I mean, it's just something I've never seen before. They're calling it Sportsmageddon. It builds up to what it is, and we're excited about it. We're hoping to have a great day.
You know, I'm talking to John Henderson, the man at Coach's Corner, the man that runs the place, owns the place, keeps it going. It's the best sports bar in the town in my mind. And if you're going to get mad at me, just let's talk about it. But and I'm Carl DeMasi, and I mean, growing up, John, we had baseball. My father was a big boxing fan and a big horse racing fan, and that's basically what we knew about. Football started coming on here now, caught on, the NFL, college football. Even though, John, I think someone that sits in front of the TV for seven rounds to watch the NFL draft is a little obsessed. But, I mean, it's just unbelievable. Like you said, in 24 years, you've never seen anything like this. And once again, they can go to Coach's Corner tonight and watch one of the biggest fights in a long time, because I grew up watching Ali Frazier and all the big fights and Foreman. And, I wasn't old enough to remember Sonny Liston being knocked out by Muhammad Ali, but back then it was Cassius Clay. So just unbelievable, isn't it?
Don't forget Mike Tyson, too, But, but, I mean, just for everything. And I left out the NFL draft, even though it's in its third day. Still important, when the third-round picks are just as good as, or as important as the first-round picks sometimes. But, you know, it's going to be a great day. And, you know, we even got Georgia-Florida baseball on at noon. It keeps going and going and going. There's 20 baseball games on today. It's amazing. We got golf, we got soccer, we got, you know, it's just amazing. Amazing what's going on today.
Yeah, we got the World Challenge in the golf. I mean, I mean, you've been in this business for 24 years of sports and a restaurant, sports and a bar and sports bar and grill, and 24 years. When you started this 24 years ago, did you think it would ever expand and grow this much?
No, Carl, you know, back when we started out, it was, you know, like you said, it wasn't just black and white. It was colored in. But, you know, it was a big dish.
Thanks, John.
it wasn't that, you know, you didn't have as many options. I mean, you was lucky to get six games in a day. Now we're going to have, you know, 46 games today. And it's amazing what, you know, DirecTV and the Comcast of the world have done to this, you know, to this industry. And it allows us to give everybody what they want, which is every game. And it's amazing. It's good stuff.
And, yeah, and you got the most anticipated fight probably in over 25 years in my mind. And you can come watch it there right at Coach's Corner right there on Victory Drive. And if people want to come watch, John, what do they got to do?
Well, we still have some tickets. We got about 50 left and maybe 75 tickets left. And it is $30 only because the promoter got us pretty big in the pocket. And it is, you know, going to be a great fight. It starts at 9 o'clock. So as soon as the Derby's over, we'll be, you know, moving into the boxing match, and then it'll go all the way to midnight, I'm sure. But we're looking for a good day and a lot of fun, and we have great sports action all day.
Hey, you know, I'd love just to see John Henson running in between tables with his remote controller, as I like to call it, the clipper, yeah. Going from one station to another. But, you know, Kentucky Derby, national pastime, been going on for, you know, years and years and years. And I heard American, what's the last name of the horse? American Pharaoh is the favorite. So, but let me ask you this: everybody's talking about Floyd Mayweather and Manny Pacquiao. How do you feel about this fight? Who you like?
Well, I wish we'd have seen this fight 5 or 6 years ago, like everybody else. But Mayweather seems to be the odds-on favorite, and you know, as he should be. You know, it's in his hometown. It's, you know, he is pound for pound the best fighter in the world, but I somehow feel that Pacquiao has a fighting chance and that he might give him a shot. And, you know, who knows? I mean, I'm going to think Mayweather has the edge, and I think he's going to win, but I'm pulling for a great fight. I hope somebody knocks one of the other out, though. I don't want a decision.
I hear you on that one. I'm Carl DeMasi. You'll listen to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio, AM Savannah, AM 1400, 104.3 FM Savannah. And I'm talking to John Henderson, the owner and the guy that runs around the tables with the clicker at the Coach's Corner. Big fight over there tonight, Mayweather against Pacquiao, and just a ton of other things going on. John, always a great job, always great atmosphere. And just to give you a little more kudos here, you just don't deal with sports, you also have bands, right?
Oh, yeah, well, we are all sports all the time inside, but outside in the Soundgarden, we do bring in some music and some good entertainment, local and regional. And next weekend, we're going to be bringing in the Atlanta favorite, Driving and Crying. And for the people of my age, which means the 80s, we enjoy seeing them, and they're great. They're down home, you know, folks that come in, you know, about twice a year for us, and put on a great show. And then they're going to be accompanied by Big Engine, which is another band local, but Jacksonville local, and they put on just a great show. And we had them a couple of years ago on Super Bowl Saturday. Or Super Saturday, I call it Superfest, and best show I've ever had. So I had to bring him back and try it again. So.
it's always a lot of fun. Remember, all sports, all the time, inside and back out in Soundgarden. You get some of the best bands in the area and in the state. Well, John, once again, give a good plug about the fight tonight. How they can get there? How many tickets you got left? And once again, you can always go to coaches.net and find out about what's going on at Coach's Corner.
That's right, Carl. Thank you for having me on, Carl. It's $30 at the door, and we do have tickets available. It starts at 10 o'clock. We tell you to get here a little earlier than that, but we'll have plenty of seats available. We'll be inside and out, and we're looking for it to be a great fight and a great night.
All right, John, have a good time, and appreciate you coming on. And once again, there's too much going on today to figure out which one I'm watching, but once again, I appreciate it.
Hey, thank you, Carl. Have a good day.
You too, John.
Bye.
John Henderson from Coach's Corner. I'm telling you right now, it's Sports Armageddon today. Like he said, we have the NFL draft going on for the third day. We got the NBA playoffs. We got the NHL playoffs. We got baseball. Yankees against the Red Sox. A little interest for me. We got the Kentucky Derby with the American Friar. I got to be honest with you. That's who I hear is the favorite. If I'm pronouncing that wrong, let me know. But I heard a horse called Firing Line could upset the favorite at the Kentucky Derby, and it's been going on for a long time. And then, of course, the most anticipated fight in over 20 years. Okay, Floyd Mayweather taking on Manny Pacquiao at the MG Grand in Las Vegas. Everybody's talking about it. Everybody's interested in it. So, once again, Coach's Corner has it. $30 to get in. There's about 50 tickets left, and it's always a lot of fun. Remember, all sports, all the time, fun at Coach's Corner. All right, remember, this show cannot happen without my sponsor. They have 25 of the finest and best-trained orthopedic surgeons in the region. They have a full-service outpatient surgery center, digital MRI, x-ray services, physical therapy, all in one convenient location. Optum Orthopedics is your best choice for comprehensive orthopedic care, and they support our local athletes and our local sports. Remember, they're doctor-led, patient-focused, and they get you back into your game. The center is located at 210 East Durant Avenue, right here in lovely Savannah, Georgia. And it is lovely today in Savannah, Georgia. Or you can visit them on the World Wide Web at OptumHealth.com. Next up, the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. This young man is one of the three-headed monster over at Benedictine, helped them win the state baseball championship last year. Signed to go play baseball at Duke University. Pretty smart young man right here. And that's, of course, Al Pesto of Benedictine Military Baseball Program. You're listening to the Call to My Sports Report, brought to you right here on ESPN Radio. Sorry, brought to you right here by Optum Orthopedics, right here on ESPN Radio, AM 1400 and 104.3 FM, WSEG.
At Calvary Day School, we want our students to be fully equipped on the cutting edge of academics, making a difference in our world. Your child will grow academically, physically, socially, and spiritually. At Calvary, it's so good to be able to say we are one school with one mission and one vision. Faith, academics, excellence, building champions through Christ. Calvary Day School. We would consider it a privilege to meet with your family personally. Call Kim Rice, Director of Admissions, at 351-2299.
Hey, it's your running shoes talking to you. Remember us? Yeah, all those long evening runs, the early morning sprints. Remember that 10K we did together? What happened? At Optum Orthopedics, we know you're not yourself when even just one part of you is hurt. That's why our award-winning doctors cover every bone in the body, and we work together as a team to get you feeling like you again. It's an approach we call combined strength. Optum Orthopedics. We get you back to you. Visit OptumHealth.com.
Yeah, there's other sports bars in Savannah, but only Spans has soul. Because Spans is more than a sports bar. With the best Southern soul food in the Lowcountry. Dine in or take out. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, and late night. Check out the Lowcountry Boil every Wednesday and happy hour 5 to 8. And Spans turns up when the sun goes down. With dancing all night long. Spans is a sports bar, a restaurant, and a club. At 530 NLK Boulevard, 7 days a week. And oh yeah, Spans caters too. So remember, Spans is more than a sports bar. Because Spans has soul.
And now back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, sponsored by Optum Orthopedics on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
And I'm Carl DeMasi, and welcome back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, brought to you by Optum Orthopedics, right here on ESPN Radio, AM 1400, 104.3 FM, WSEG. Well, we're in the playoff season, and this team is the defending state champion in Class AA, the Georgia High School State Association Class AA defending state champion, Benedictine Military School, their baseball program, great pitching staff. I had Chipper Wiley. I've had Stevie Powell as well. We got to talk about the other guy that's part of the staff. I mean, what more can I say? This kid is going to Duke university to play baseball on a scholarship, and you got to be pretty smart to do that. You got to be a pretty good baseball player to do that. And once again, doing the research, this is a quote from the head baseball coach, Coach Pollard. Okay, Duke baseball is thrilled to welcome Al Pesto to the Blue Devil baseball program. We talk a lot with our players about commitment to process, and Al's as advanced in his understanding of feel for this process as any player I ever recruited. With a fastball that runs to 94, yes, you heard me, 94 miles per hour. As a junior, he was ranked 133rd nationally by Perfect Game, which is big time with baseball in the United States, and is ranked the 17th best overall prospect in Georgia. Al is one of the best fastballs in the country, Pollard said. He regularly touches the mid-90s. He's as a junior, he went 8-2 with two saves, 64 strikeouts, 53 two-thirds innings pitched. He led the cadets to the Georgia High School Athletic Association Baseball AA State Championship. I mean, a standout student, AP scholar, National Honor Society student. This year, he's pitched in, let's go, okay, adjust your glasses here, Coach, or your contacts, Al. Okay, he's appeared in 9 games, has a 5-2 record, two saves, and he's a starting pitcher. Okay, he's pitched 37 innings. This is what's remarkable. He has an ERA of where is my ERA? 0.57. Okay, but this is also remarkable. In 37 innings pitched, he struck out 54 batters and has only walked 4. I can say that's pretty good control. And as Coach Kevin Farmer told me, hard worker in the classroom, hard worker on the field, loves what he does, whether it's athletics or academics. Right now, joining us in the brand-new ESPN Radio, Savannah AM 1400, 104.3 FM studio, is this week's Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week, senior baseball player, pitcher from Benedictine, Al Pesto. Good morning, Al.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Coach DeMasi.
Hey, you know what? I thank you for coming on, and you know, I've watched you over 4 years play baseball, and it's pretty exciting that now, you know, you're on a pitching staff that's probably one of the best known in the state. Just phenomenal. Great job, and congratulations last year on winning the state championship. But I'm going to say this. Congratulations on being a Blue Devil.
Thank you. You know, in my recruiting process, I had several schools that were interested, Georgia, Air Force, Citadel, and Duke. And what really drew me to Duke was the coaching staff. Andrew Seed does a great job as the pitching coach, and the entire coaching staff as a whole. I feel as a player's coaching staff, they understand where the players are coming from, and they really put us in a I feel like they're going to put us in a position to succeed on the field. And also the campus is beautiful, so you can't argue with that. And then when you mix that with a top-caliber academic institution, there's really nowhere to go wrong. So.
Hey, you know, I've been there. I know what the campus is like. I've been in the Cameron Indoor Stadium. I've been to the football field. Just a great, great environment academically and athletically. And, you know, you're taking your besides your academic talents, you're taking your baseball talents there. As far as baseball goes, okay, when did you start playing baseball? I mean, did you just pick up the ball and say, hey, I like this? Or was it part of your growing up? Tell us, when did Al Pesto start playing baseball?
Well, I started playing baseball when I was 4 years old. Started playing T-ball 4 years old, and then just sort of progressed to coach pitch at 7 and 8 and under, and then started pitching when I was 10. And I'll be honest with you, when I started out, I wasn't very good. I didn't have much control, and I couldn't throw very hard. And then in the sixth grade, I didn't carry a backpack. Instead, I carried all my books in my right arm. So going to all my classes in the sixth grade, it was a constant arm workout. And I had a pretty big velocity jump that year. I went from throwing in the 50s to low 70s and then continued to progress all the way through middle school and then high school, and then worked out exceptionally hard when I got to Benedictine my sophomore year and my junior year, and then ended up bumping 94 miles an hour this past summer a couple times. So I was thrilled to do that. And every day, it's just a constant work effort, and continuing the training is a big part of it, and knowing what you need to do, when you need to do it, and I really think that that's carried me the distance so far, so I'm thrilled to do that.
Once again, I'm Carl DeMasi. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report. We're at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. And once again, I'm talking to Benedictine military pitcher Al Pesto, okay, one of the three-headed monster on that rotation staff, even though there's other guys that stepped in, like Warren Wright stepped in yesterday. Just an unbelievable program going on there right now in all sports. And, you know, he's a baseball pitcher going to Duke University and pretty excited about it. Now, you hit 94. Turn people's heads. As far as baseball goes, though, and you know, Kevin, I love you to death, Coach Kevin Farmer, but it seems like the pitchers don't get the bat. Do you miss not batting?
To be honest with you, I honestly don't miss not batting, and this is why. When you hit, I mean, it takes a big toll on your arm, that's fatigue factor, and to throw the ball in the 90s, you know, you have to be fresh. You have to be ready to go. And so not having that fatigue factor, not being tired, going out there and being fresh and unloading all you have, you know, it's something you can't describe.
I live the philosophy because my youngest son played for Coach Farmer. I live that philosophy, but Dom always wanted to hit. But Coach Farmer did the right thing, like you said, get the kid out of the field, get him in the shade, don't put him out on the bases. It takes a lot out of you. Now, as far as, you know, you're a pitcher, we can't talk about your batting skills because you don't have a batting average.
Right.
Okay, so as far as pitching goes, what do you like the most about it? Is it throwing the ball as hard as you can, outthinking the batter, hitting the strike zone? What do you like most about pitching?
Here's the funny thing. When I'm out there on the summer circuit, I'm trying to light up the radar gun and turn scouts' heads. But in high school, I'm trying to do a totally different thing. I'm trying to do a job. I'm trying to help my team win ball games. I'm trying to put the ball where I want to put it, and I'm trying to fill up the strike zone. So I'm comfortable throwing any pitch in any situation, fastball, curveball, changeup, in any sequence. You know, Coach Holland and the Benedictine coaches do a great job of mixing up pitches and calling the right thing when you need to call it. So I really think that they do a good job putting us in a position to succeed. And honestly, I think that that's why we've made it so far, is good coaching.
Good coaching. Now, as far as, you know, we heard about your routine growing up in getting rid of the backpack, carrying those books. Now that you're past that stage, I'm talking to Al Pesto, pitcher from Benedictine Military School, called the Massey Sports Report. Is there a routine now that has made you a better pitcher besides carrying those books? What's your routine to make you a better pitcher? Is it weight training? Is it cardiovascular work, aerobic work? What makes you a better pitcher?
It's a unique mixture of speed training and strength training. So when I'll go into the weight room, obviously, I'll continue to lift heavy legs, leg press, front squats. You know, I've worked my front squat up over 300 pounds,
wow.
Worked my leg press up
nice.
Over 850 pounds. And then with arms, though, it's a little bit different. You know, you do your dumbbell bench press and your dumbbell rows, but then it's a lot of crossover symmetry band work. It's a lot of yoga band work and a lot of throwing. I like to throw every day, and that's the primarily reason that I consider myself a hard thrower, is because I'm consistently trained well. And if you throw every day, I mean, you're going to throw hard.
I can vouch for that. Once again, I'm Carl DeMasi. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio. I'm talking to Al Pesto, senior baseball player, pitcher from Benedictine Military School. They're defending their state championship. They won their first series yesterday against Brooks County, 10-0, 11-0. So as far as going to Benedictine's military school, all boys, guys like, you know, being together and working together, what's so special? What's been so special for you going there and starting in your sophomore year?
Well, I think there's a great sense of camaraderie and brotherhood among and friendship as well. I think it helps us to focus more, and I think there's a nice sense of drive as well. And, I mean, between the mixture of academics and athletics, you can't argue with that. So overall, it's a great mixture for success.
I mean, it certainly is a great atmosphere over there. Every time I talk to you guys, you talk about brotherhood. Here's a big shout out. We're going up against clock here, but you got to give a shout out to some of your brothers on the baseball team. Who else besides Al Pesto is having a good year? And what does it mean to some of these guys to play baseball together at BC?
Well, I think, you know, when we're striving for something more at BC. You know, we're trying to win back-to-back state titles. You know, a bunch of guys are doing a great job. Brad Stewart in center is doing a great job. Chase Marini is doing a solid job playing shortstop. Tough position there. Chipper Wiley's having another good year. Stevie Powers, you know, Southern Miss commit, he's doing a nice job. And Shane Alberino, the captain of the team, you know, he's doing a nice job. He's not the captain of the team per se, but he leads the team from a vocal standpoint and from a leadership standpoint.
The catcher is the captain of the team.
I mean,
he's got to control everything because he's the one that's looking out into the field.
Right.
So, Kevin Farmer, okay? Kevin Farmer, head coach. Tell us about Kevin Farmer, Coach Holland, the coaching staff at BC. What has that meant to Al Pesto?
Well, Coach Farmer does a great job of leading the team and giving us the mindset of that the team goals are above our own goals, but we can still keep our own goals in mind, but we always have to put the team goals ahead of our own goals. So, in that applying to me, instead of going out there and just trying to rip a bunch of fastballs, you know, when it's 0-2, yeah, I'll stick 92, 93 on the outside corner and rip it. But, you know, when it's early in the count, I'm going to throw that 90% fastball, you know, 88, stick it on the inside corner. So I'm not going out there to overthrow. You know, the other guys are staying within themselves, and they're trying to do a job to help the team win. And the coaches constantly help us to keep that mindset, you know, in mind, in presence of mind. So Coach Holland, Coach Curley, they all do a good job.
Well, you know, I'm talking to Al Pesto, pitcher from Benedictine Military School. I'm Carl DeMasi. You're listening to Carl DeMasi Sports Report. We're at the Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic section. To wrap this up, this young man is signed to play baseball and to go to school at Duke University. What do you anticipate going to Duke? What, besides the baseball, going to Duke, hard work, one of the best institutions in the post-secondary institutions in the world, Give us your input about or your feelings about going to Duke University.
Well, I think the academic challenge is going to be something like I've never seen before, and I'm fully ready to handle that and, you know, anticipate many long hours of studying as well as many hard hours of training. And I think the mixture of that's going to lead me to a unique individual development path that will hopefully propel me into some professional baseball after college.
Okay, professional baseball. But now let's say professional baseball is over. What's Al Pesto want to do when he gets out into the real world?
Well, right now I'm planning on majoring in economics and then potentially going to get an MBA after that and getting into some business. However, I might switch and go the medical route. It just depends right now. Everything's up in the air. Nothing's for certain.
Hey, you know, it's fine, Al, because there are a lot of freshmen that don't know what they want to do when they enter college. So you got your heads on your shoulders. You go into a fine institution. You go to play some baseball, like you said, professional baseball in the future. But right now, if you haven't been following us, I'm Carl DeMasi. We're at the Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete Week. This young man, Al Pesto from Benedictine, right now is an ERA of .57, has struck out 54 batters in 37 innings and only walked four, and he's done a great job. He was part of that pitching staff that won the state championship last year. That's why this week he's our Wetherington Chiropractic Athlete of the Week for May 2nd, Al Pesto from Benedictine Baseball. Congratulations. Keep up the great work, and good luck on defending that state title.
Thank you. Appreciate you having me.
Once again, Carl DeMasi, Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. Al Pesto, this could not happen without Dr. Bart Wetherington at the Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic. Remember, your back hurts. Another body part hurts all the time. It makes you mad. The pain drives you crazy. You just want to pick something up and throw it across the room? If you can. While at the Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic, you get complete chiropractic care, pain relief to help you move better, have a less painful life, and, of course, achieve a healthier life. The Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic is now located in two locations, right here in beautiful Savannah, Georgia, at 329 Eisenhower Drive, or in Pooler, Georgia, at 114 Canal Street, Suite 603. So visit Dr. Bart Wetherington at the Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic for all your chiropractic needs. Next up, the columnist, Stephen Elmo Weeks, talking local golf. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report brought to you by Optimal Orthopedics right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, 104.3 FM, and also now on ESPNCoastal.com.
And now, back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, sponsored by Optimal Orthopedics on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400, and FM 104.3.
And I'm Carl DeMasi, and welcome back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio, AM 1400 and 104.3 FM, WSEG. And I know I got to get this guy on right away because he's out there doing the family thing, the father thing, and he's joining us now on ESPN Radio Savannah Hotline, and that's the columnist, Stephen Elmo Weeks. And Stephen, I know you got a lot to talk about, especially great coaches come by, you know, don't come by a lot, and this man had a lot to do with a lot of our local golfers. So once again, great article in Savannah Morning News, inspirational golf pro Vickery left a mark on our youth golf, and once again, let's talk about Don Shane.
Yeah, thanks. Savannah golf community lost a really special person this week, unexpectedly too. He was a guy named Don Vickery. Worked at the Wilmington Hunt Club for about 15 years. And last year, came over to Bacon Park Golf Club. He was actually my son's golf coach, and. Just a good person with a good heart and an amazing story. You know, Don lost his legs in an explosion in 1989 and then picked up golf and decided to become a PGA professional. And it took him a while, but he passed the playing ability test and he was just an amazing example of what you can do if you persevere and you really want something and you have a great attitude. That's a lot of what Don taught, is if you taught attitude, he taught to be grateful for every minute that you have, you know, do the things that you love to do and to the people that you love. And he's an inspiration to us all, and I don't think he'll be forgotten for a long time.
And I agree with you. I can't. I don't know what to say because I got to meet him a couple times through a good friend of mine, Jim and Kelly Beisel. And if you know the name Gus Beisel, Dom was his coach, and sat around with him a couple times just talking. Just a very, very likable guy, sincere guy, and you know, like you said, you know, an amputee that went out there and earned his his card and his PGA membership, and just you know, teaching a lot of our young golfers a lot about the game and about life. It's going to be tough to replace that man.
Well, you know, I tell you, if you knew Don, he had a great sense of humor. I remember a story a buddy of mine told me this week. He was in the Wilmington Island Pro Shop a few years ago when Don was there, and he was looking at a pair of shoes. Don had the same shoes on. And my friend said, well, Don, what do you, you know, how do they feel? What do you think of them? Don turned over and said, well, how would I know? I don't have any feet. So, you know, he had a lot of jokes, and he was a really entertaining guy to be around. He had a great sense of humor and a great zest for life, you know. Just a good example, and knew a lot about the game of golf. You know, he really did. He was a great teacher. He made a huge impact on my son, although Jack was only five when they were working together. He made a huge impact on Jack, and he taught him a lot, and we're going to miss him. I mean, I really look forward to seeing him when I would go out to Bacon Park and just chat with him for a few minutes, just kind of joke around and see what he's been up to. And he always had a good story to tell. He's very passionate about the kids that he taught, Carl. He talked, every time you talk to him about your kids, he talked about, you know, your 5 or 6 year old, like he was preparing him for the Masters. He never took a day off with the kids. He really put a lot of emphasis on the kids getting better and the kids having a good time, having a good attitude. And he was a real hero in our community, and I think we're gonna miss him.
I'm Carl DeMasi. You're listening to Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, 104.3 FM. I'm talking to the columnist, Stephen Elmo Weeks. We're talking about Don Vickery, great golf pro from when he went from Wilmington Island to Bacon Park. And, I mean, also, you got to realize we got the first tee, we got Savannah Junior Golf, and in your article, John Sanders, the executive director, says Vickery was a fun-loving guy who was always laughing, cutting up, telling jokes. He was just a good person all around. The kids looked up to him and saw him as a mentor, and he was able to teach kids life's lessons and experiences. And, you know, a lot of people in the community really, really knew Don, and like you said, it's going to be tough not seeing him over at Bacon Park, or I got to see him at Wilmington Island Club a lot. So when a great coach or a teacher leaves too soon, it leaves a big void, and that's what we're feeling right now.
Yeah, anytime somebody like that passes, who's involved in so many things in the community in terms of the first tee, as well as he taught the golf camp at Bacon Park in the summertime. He also was coordinated the middle school golf program in Savannah, which I don't, most people, you know, they might not know about, but Don did a lot of work with middle school golf, getting those kids on the course, into their matches and things like that. You know, I just think he's an unsung hero that, you know, maybe you don't realize how much he was doing until he's gone. And it's going to take several people to fill Don's shoes. He leaves behind a legacy of hard work, volunteerism, great attitude, and then overcoming obstacles. And I think he's set such a good example for everybody. You know, I remember when he got his PGA teaching card, I remember hearing that the PGA, the president of the Georgia PGA said, I never thought I would see this day, that we'd have a double amputee as a teaching professional in the state of Georgia. It's just it was a big deal. He got, you know, he was a national story in terms of, you know, being able to do that. He went and talked to wounded veterans at veterans hospitals, all, you know, if, you know, people who lost limbs and lost their legs, to give them some hope and some ability to, you know, to feel like they're going to be able to do the things they love to do, even though they've been injured. So, inspirational story, and certainly a good friend of mine and somebody that I cared about, liked quite a bit.
Well, tough to say. We're going to miss him dearly, and I know you got to turn the hat on around really quick. You got to get back out there, watch son play soccer. But another dear and near organization to you is the greatest Savannah Athletic Hall of Fame Monday night, 6:30 at the Civic Center. Anything else you want to plug on there? Great article this morning telling us about the people that are getting in. Anything you want to plug on that?
Yeah, the greatest Savannah Athletic Hall of Fame is the Savannah tradition. At the first Monday in May, we induct four athletes and two citation recipients, as well as we award the M.A. Spellman Special Award and a really cool thing, the Lawton Calhoun Award, which is for the area's best high school athlete. This year it'll be Stevie Powers from Benedictine. Can't think of a more deserving kid. He was the ace pitcher for the Class AA state championship team, and then he was a starting quarterback for the state championship football team. So he, not much Stevie hadn't done in his high school career in terms of being an athlete, and also a wonderful kid, good example in the community. So, you know, that's I think that's a special night for them. But we're also given to take it back to golf. M.A. Spellman Special Award is going to be given to O.C. Wells for everything he did to revitalize golf in the Hispanic community through his work and his commitment, his investment in Bacon Park. So that's going to be great. And then we've got some really wonderful people going into the Hall of Fame. And you know, we talk about Tommy and Bobby Cannon, the twins from D.C. And Bobby's still one of the lowest ERAs in the history of University of Georgia baseball. And both of them were awesome athletes. And Tommy, of course, went on for a long coaching career. And, you know, it's just a lot of great guys going into the Hall of Fame this year. And it's always a cool night to see the past inductees walking around wearing their medallions and visiting with each other and sharing memories. It's always a great night.
It sure is, and I look forward to seeing you, Stephen. Once again, great job. Great article on Don Vickery. Great article today about the greatest Savannah Athletic Hall of Fame. Just remember, Stephen Elmo Weeks is on top of his stuff here in Savannah, Georgia, as far as sports goes. Enjoy your son's game, and I'll talk to you Monday night. And thanks, guy, and I know it's a tough time, but, you know, once again, he'll live in our hearts forever.
Yeah, absolutely, Carl. Thanks for taking the time to recognize Don. That means a lot to everybody.
I appreciate it. Have fun.
Take care.
Bye. And once again, that's Stephen Elmo Weeks, columnist for the Savannah Morning News. Does a great job. And once again, two great stories this week again. Don Vickery, the pro at Bacon Park, passed away too soon. And if you didn't know about it, he was out there playing golf. Right after he finished a round of golf, he passed away. And then, of course, the greatest Savannah Athletic Hall of Fame Monday night, which we'll talk about to wrap the show up. And once again, it goes really quick. And once again, we'll come back and close it out. You'll hear what I got to say. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, brought to you by Optum Orthopedics, right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, 104.3 FM.
For over half a century, when it comes to uniforms, sporting goods, and trophies, Thompson's is Savannah's choice. From cleats to caps, Thompson's has you covered with the biggest name brands, Nike, Under Armour, Easton, and dozens more. At locally owned Thompson's Sporting Goods and Trophies, everyone's a winner. With the best prices on the best gear from the best names. Right now, buy a pair of cleats and get a t-shirt free. Look for Thompson's right behind Sears in the Oglethorpe Mall in the old Russell's location. Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, and Saturday, 10 to 4, Thompson's Sporting Goods and Trophies.
Good times, good friends, and good food. Come join the family at Basil's Pizza and Deli on Wilmington Island, Johnny Mercer Boulevard next to Ace. Thanks to you, Basil's Pizza and Deli has meant family-friendly food and fun 7 days a week for more than 15 years. Check out the new bar at Basil's with over 16 craft brews on tap, big games on big TVs, and live music inside or outside on the deck Thursday through Sunday, and the best pizza in town. So bring your family to meet our family. Good times, good friends, good food. Basil's Pizza and Deli.
And now, back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, sponsored by Optum Orthopedics on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
And I'm Carl DeMasi, and welcome back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, brought to you by Optum Orthopedics, right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400 and 104.3 FM. Well, I didn't get a chance to go over the scores because we started out talking about May 2nd, the sports Armageddon. There's so much on TV. There is so much to watch. There's so much to do that we did with John Hennessy, the man that runs Coach's Corner. And like I'm telling you, today you got the NFL draft. I mean, third round, okay, starting at 12 noon. You got the NBA playoffs, which if any first-round series will reach Game 7 today, there's a strong possibility that that'll be on today. The Rangers and Capitals, hockey. Game two, Rangers down 1-0. Baseball, you got the Phillies to play the Marlins. And, of course, you got the Red Sox taking on the Yankees. We got the Braves taking on the Reds. And then the Kentucky Derby, which is a national pastime here in the United States. And then the most anticipated fight in over 20 years. We got Floyd Mayweather taking on Manny Pacquiao. So there's a lot going on, a lot. That, what more can I tell you? It's just unbelievable. And we do have a seventh game today, and I do apologize, but I remember this now. We have San Antonio taking on the Clippers, the L.A. Clippers, 8 o'clock tonight, game 7. So throw that in right before the Pacquiao fight at 9 o'clock. Remember, you can go watch it at Coach's Corner, $30 to get in to watch it, and always a great time at Coach's Corner if you go out there. Don't forget the Braves take on the Reds tonight at 7 o'clock, Turner Field. They won last night 4-3. Savannah Sandnats lost 2-1. They'll play tonight at home, 6:05. It's Saturday night, fireworks night. The Savannah Storm, our local semi-pro basketball team, will play home tomorrow at 3 o'clock at Windsor Forest High School against Columbus Crusaders. Our Arena Indoor Football League, the Savannah Steam, is on the road, taking on the ASI Panthers tomorrow at 4 o'clock. Then the following week, May 9th, they'll be Saturday in Maryland, taking on the Maryland Eagles. What else we got? In baseball, Armstrong's playing a doubleheader starting at 12 o'clock against Belmont Abbey Baseball. They won last night 6-3. Women's golf is at the NCAA Division II South Regional. The women's tennis is taking on Pfeiffer today at 2 o'clock at Armstrong State. They've also clinched the number one spot in the National Division II tournament. So men's also have reached that tournament. Savannah State's home doubleheader in baseball starting at 4 o'clock. Doubleheader in softball, the first place MEAC Lady Tiger softball team. I think it's the Eastern Division. They play at 1:30 against South Carolina State. Then both teams will finish their series tomorrow. The softball at 12 o'clock. Guys at 1 o'clock with baseball. SCAD. Lacrosse. Women's lacrosse is the National Women's Lacrosse Soccer League champion. Jenny Danko, the goalie, was named the National Women's Lacrosse League National Championship Most Outstanding Play with 32 saves and 3 wins. High school, Country Day girls beat Mount DeSales 3-2. They'll move on. Bree Carney scored 2 goals. Signing to go play at Wake Forest, so good job, Bree. In boys soccer, Islands beats Peach 6-1. Savannah Arts Academy beat Spencer 6-0. Country Day lost 1-0 to First Presbyterian. Savannah Arts and Islands will continue now to the Sweet 16. Baseball, Benedictine sweeps Brooks County 10-0, 11-0. Whitfield Academy beats Calvary 4-0, 11-5. Savannah Christian has to play an if game today at 1 o'clock at Savannah Christian. They beat Mount Paran 10-0 the first game. Lost the second game 2-0. And the Warriors, Jenkins Warriors, are alive. They lost the first game against Jackson County, who's 22-5, 10-0. And they came back and beat him the second game, 9-2. Seth Kaspin and his Jenkins Warriors. All right, so once again, in as far as PGA golf, Gene Sowers is playing in the Champions Tour, second round. Mark Silvers made the cut in the United Leasing Championship in Newburgh, Indiana. That's on the web.com tour. And on the E-Tour, Chris Epperson is in the running for that Forest Oak Classic at the Forest Oak Country Club. We had the run for... The run for running events was Crime Stoppers Azalea Run this morning. Remember, Thursday, May 5th, that would be Tuesday or Monday. Let's see, 3rd, 4th, 5th, Tuesday. Join the crew training group at Flea Feet Sports on Waters Avenue. They're having the Amputee Blade Runners, 5 for 15. What is 5 for 15? You can run for 5 minutes. You can run for 5 miles. You can run a 5K. All you have to do is donate $5 online. So, and you can go to commitchange.com, Amputee Blade Runners campaigns, or go to Flea Feet Savannah, and you could find out where to donate there. But great cause, and like Stephen Weeks said, he was on. We lost a great guy this week, Dan Vickery, the pro at Bacon Park, professional golf pro at Bacon Park, who was at Wilmington for such a lost time. He was double amputee, earned his PGA membership card to be a pro. Once again, you could do that in memory of Dan Vickery. So that's what's going on as far as sports go. It's Armageddon Saturday here. We got the NFL draft. We got a lot of things going on. Armstrong's home, Savannah State's home. Braves are home against the Reds. Sandnets against Lakewood. Just really a lot of action going on here as far as sporting events here in Savannah, Georgia, or on the national scene. If you want to watch the Pacquiao-Merriweather fight, there's still about 50 tickets left to go watch it at Coach's Corner for $30. I know it'll cost a lot more if you buy it on your own TV, so be aware of that. So you could do that. It's one of the most hyped fights in over 20 years. And, you know, growing up, you know, I watched Muhammad Ali, Frazier twice, you know, Ken Norton, George Foreman, Holyfield, Tyson. I mean, we can go on and on and on. So once again, get out there and, you know, enjoy sports today. Well, the 2 hours always flies by. It's always a lot of fun. Thank you, PJ Zucco, down there in the Glen Place Mall for helping me out. You do a great job. Thank you for coming on for the NASCAR event. Thank you to all my guests, Randall Jenkins from Oglethorpe Speedway, Kevin Sheehan from AmBucks, National AmBucks, John Henderson from, of course, Coach's Corner, Stephen Elmo Weeks, Savannah Morning News. Just always a great show with you guys coming on. And remember, keep in mind, following the show, we'll have national broadcasting on until we get to Georgia baseball and the Braves baseball. Remember, every Saturday morning, right here on ESPN Radio, AM 1400 and 104.3 FM, you can listen to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report. And remember, it's brought to you by Optum Orthopedics. And whatever you may be doing, always, always hit it out of the park.
This has been the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, sponsored by Optum Orthopedics on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.